This is GQDN for June 23rd, 2022. Happy Thursday, everyone. You know me as Joe, and we are brought to you by Audible and patreon.com/thegroupquest and stackup.org. In today's news, I will inform you about Capcom, some PlayStation news, and did somebody say sale? But we start today with an article from wowhead.com, and they are saying that the World of Warcraft Complete Collection is now available. They also have a link to purchase the Complete Collection, where it goes to World of Warcraft, World of Warcraft Classic, World of Warcraft Shadowlands, World of Warcraft Dragonflight, which is obviously next, the Complete Collection Heroic Edition, which on the blue post does say, get started with 30 days of game time, which includes access to World of Warcraft and WoW Classic. This edition also unlocks two character boosts, level 50 and level 60. Every expansion to date, including Shadowlands Heroic Edition and pre-purchase of Dragonflight Heroic Edition. With your pre-purchase of Dragonflight, you'll also receive instant access to the Tangled Dreamweaver Flying Mount, the Mercostraza pet, and the Drax pet as a pre-purchase bonus item. The Complete Collection Epic Edition will have 30 more days of game time for a total of 60 days. The Time Walker's Hearthstone effect, the Diadem of Spellkeeper Head slot transmog, and the Wings of Awakening backslot transmog, which includes 5 color variants, one of each of the major Dragonflights. So you can go check that out on wowhead.com. Sticking with Blizzard news, going over to Overwatch, Destructoid has reported that Overwatch 2 will take the place of Overwatch. So if you do have, or if you do plan on getting Overwatch 2, well, you may already have it, or will have it, when the game comes out on October 4th. So, what's going to happen is that Overwatch 2 will take the place of Overwatch. So you will have the PvP element already, which essentially, you know, what is Overwatch without a PvP element? It's all PvP right now. So, there you have been informed on that. But when that transfer does happen, this comes to us from Eurogamer.net. The currencies will be transferred over to Overwatch 2. And that is a part of a AMA Reddit post. But some of the loot boxes could be automatically redeemed ahead of the Overwatch 2 launch. So here's a quote from that post. Quote, "We are not transitioning loot boxes into Overwatch 2. And ahead of the launch, any unopened loot boxes will be automatically opened with your account receiving the contents directly." A further quote, "There will be things in Overwatch 2 that will not be purchasable with those Overwatch 1 credits." So we'll see what happens there. Overwatch 2 launches on October 4th on Nintendo Switch, PC, PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox One, Series X and S, so all platforms. The Steam Summer Sale is up. Yes, I know, and everybody's going to be happy about that. This comes to us from Destructoid.com, and they did give a sample of what is on sale, including Batman Arkham Collection at basically $9, Dishonored 2 at $6, Devil May Cry 5 at $10, Resident Evil Village at $30, and for all you Sim players, The Sims 4 at $4.99, $5. You know I'm rounding up. Come on now. Destructoid had another article which did pique some interest here, because No Man's Sky will be on Nintendo Switch in October. So No Man's Sky will be going to Switch on October 7th to be just more, well, you know. Words are hard, damn it. Anyway, so if you have Nintendo Switch and you want to play No Man's Sky on your Switch, it's coming October 7th. So go have some fun, people. One last thing from Destructoid. PlayStation Store will be hosting a few big sales on PlayStation 4 and 5 in the store. So what's going to be on sale? Well, AI, the Somnium Files, sorry if I got that wrong, Breath Edge, Carrion, Castlevania Advanced Collection, Cross Code, Dead Cells, Graveyard Keeper, Hollow Knight Void Heart Edition, Hut Down, Spyro Reignited Trilogy, the Star Wars Knight 2, Jedi Outcast, just to name a few. And there's a bunch more. Basically, these will run through July 6th. And that, of course, is for all of the PlayStation players, like me. So, go check out your PlayStation store. Take a look. Seriously, take a look. By the way, if you do have a PlayStation Premium, you get more off. Oh, the next one comes from Eurogamer, and they're saying that mice and keyboards are coming to the Xbox Cloud Gaming, which does make some sense, because if you're going to do that right now on PC, and maybe it does give the idea that Xbox Series X and S could be looking to include keyboards and mice, you know, we'll see what happens. In fact, the Microsoft Flight Simulator head, Jörg Neumann, said, quote, "The next step for us is mouse and keyboard. This platform level support, so it has nothing to do with us. Obviously, the mouse and keyboard works for a sim, so platform teams is working on this. I know I can't give a date because it's a platform team. I don't know their dates, but it's coming." So he knows that it's coming. Hey, mice and keyboard goes to Xbox. We know it's bound to happen. And there's another thing that's bound to happen, thanks to DualShockers.com. And the Capcom Fighting Collection has a release date and price. So the list of games goes on like this. Darkstalkers The Night Warriors, Night Warriors Darkstalkers Revenge, Vampire Savior The Lord of Vampire, Vampire Hunter 2, Darkstalkers Revenge, Vampire Savior 2, The Lord of Vampire, Hyper Street Fighter 2 Anniversary Edition, Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo, Super Gem Fighter Mini Mix, Cyberbots, Full Metal Madness, and Red Earth. It will release on PlayStation 4, Xbox, and Nintendo Switch. So, for PlayStation 4, North America, June 23rd at 9 p.m. Pacific Time, June 24th at midnight EST. Europe, June 24th, 4 a.m. UTC, 5 a.m. BST, 6 a.m. CEST. Australia and New Zealand, June 24th, 2 p.m. AEST, 4 p.m. NZST. Xbox, North America, June 23rd, 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Europe, June 23rd at 8:30 p.m. UTC, 9:30 p.m. BST, 10:30 p.m. CEST. Australia and New Zealand, June 24th, 6:30 AEST, 8:30 a.m. NZST. Nintendo Switch, will they be added to the U.S. store at 9 a.m. 12 p.m. or 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on June 24th. So figure those times out for yourself. So how much will it cost? Well, in American dollars, the collection has been the PC version has been priced at $39.99, and the console versions will be at $44.99. So we'll see what happens. And I do hope you enjoy it. And like I said before, I hope that you have enjoyed this show, brought to you by all of us at thegroupquest.com. And you can find everybody at donforge.com. This has been a Don Forge production. 2022. All rights are reserved. I'm Joe. Find me at Joe Brumps. For now, go play some games, people. Enjoy and have fun.